where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. This is Blackburn Radio News, Sarnia.
At 1 minute before midnight tonight, all non-essential businesses will close in Ontario. The Ford government ordered the closure for 2 weeks. Grocery stores, pharmacies, and telecommunications are just some of the businesses deemed essential, which will continue to run. A link with the full list is posted on our website, blackburnnewssarnia.com. Students will not be going back to school on April 6th as planned. That from the premier yesterday. Doug Ford did not, however, say how much longer students will be out of the classroom. The province is providing $200 million in funding for social services to help the most vulnerable during a worsening COVID-19 pandemic. The money will help municipalities and social service providers, including food banks and shelters, continue to deliver critical services. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau held a conference call with provincial and territorial leaders last night. Sources say there was a lengthy discussion about whether the federal government should invoke the Emergencies Act. The federal government continues to consider the move a last resort. Walpole Island First Nation has declared a local state of emergency in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The declaration was issued on Monday and allows the First Nation community to activate the emergency response plan to access funds and support. And the Blue Water Health Dream Home Lottery grand prize draw will go tomorrow as planned. But instead of a public event at the hospital, it will be done by video teleconference due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The list of winners will be posted online at 11 a.m. tomorrow on the Dream Home website. Mix of sun and cloud today, high of 9 or 48. For tonight, partly cloudy, winds out of the east, a low of 1 or 34. And a mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, a high of 11 or 52.
Find us on the World Wide Web at blackburnnews.com/Sarnia.